Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey everybody, I'm Mo Salva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. With a third overall pick of the 2018 NFL Draft, the Jets selecting quarterback Sam Darnold to help get the team back to the playoffs. Well, after his three seasons leading gangrene, he compiled a 13-25 record and yesterday was traded to the Panthers for a sixth-round pick this year, plus a second and fourth-round pick in the 2022 draft. Now, the Panthers have until May 3rd to exercise the $18 million fifth-year option on Darnold's contract, which would keep him under Carolina's control for the next two seasons. The Jets, owners of the second overall pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, presented by Verizon, which kicks off April 29th, are expected to take BYU quarterback Zach Wilson. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, the Panthers will now likely try and trade Teddy Bridgewater, their starter, last season. New Carolina GM Scott Fitter didn't deny that Monday, saying Bridgewater, quotes, "We're going to find the right place for him, whether it's here or someplace else." The Titans won the AFC South in 2020, thanks in large part to running back Derrick Henry joining the elites, racking up over 2,000 rushing yards and leading the offense. But the defense, on the other hand, well, the defense ranked 30th in a league of 32 teams in sacks. That's not cutting it. Head coach Mike Vrabel using free agency to add more pass rush productivity, bring in DeNico Autry from Indy, where he finished second on the Colts with 9 tackles for losses, and Bud Dupree, who recorded 8 sacks in 11 games for the Steelers before, as we know, tearing his ACL late last season. Vrabel meeting with reporters Monday and telling us what traits these players exhibit.
I think that these guys are, you know, instinctive players, you know, that have made plays and have been productive throughout the course of their careers. We've all, you know, enjoyed the visit that we've had with them, coached against those guys, watched them from afar, and I've always respected how they played. Certainly difficult to prepare for. DeNico, you know, we saw, you know, a few times a year. You know, Bud, not quite as much, but studied him extensively coming out, and then, you know, the impact that he's made for the Steelers as well.
Elsewhere, Oregon left tackle Penei Sewell told Sports Illustrated it'd be a dream come true to once again block for his old college teammate, Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert. Sewell is a projected top 10 pick in every current NFL.com mock draft, while the Bolts pick 13th. But Sewell says, quote, "I've been talking to the Chargers. Combos have been made." And the Lions are adding a veteran piece to their secondary. Cornerback Quentin Dunbar will sign a one-year deal with the team. In 64 career games, Dunbar has 10 interceptions. Remember, for unfiltered and enlightening conversations that intersect sports and society, make sure to download the Huddle and Flow podcast with my guys, Steve Weish and Jim Trotter. The latest installment debuts today. Catch the new one on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider. That's it for me. I'm Will Self, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.